The views expressed on the following program are the views of the show's host and do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station, their management, their donors, their underwriters, nor their seventh-born sons. Broadcasting from KHUH LP 104.9 FM Seattle, it is time for the Thunderbolts. Yes, kids, there you were, enjoying your privileged white status, blissfully ignorant of the fact that your shoes were manufactured by a child slave, until one day, you turned on your radio, and you were struck by the Thunderbolt! Hello, Cascadia! It's time to wake up! Yes, you better grab that cup of coffee, because you are about to be struck by the thunderbolt of truth and justice. Here it comes. Yes, kids, the thunderbolt is your guide to activism in Thurston County. I have news. I have commentary, I have a calendar for activist-related events, kick-ass music, and dumb jokes! So Cascadia is off of the couch and into the streets! It's time to save civilization from fiery apocalypse! Though even the apocalypse is gonna have to wait until I have had a cup of coffee!
I'm Kellyanne, the blonde you love to hate, with the best news since faith-based reality. Now the internet can be on your side, thanks to AlternativeFacts.com. Imagine an alternative answer to any question, a way to free yourself and your family and friends from the tyranny of Google and Wikipedia. Our patented Alternative Facts Generator engine harnesses cutting-edge artificial intelligence technology to produce believable, fact-related answers to your questions. Any question, anytime, 24/7. But here's the key to why AlternativeFacts.com will change your life. Through what our data mining system already knows about you, the answers are personalized to you and what you already believe and know. No more embarrassment in front of friends, family, or employers.
Wow, your phone says game 5. All right, dude, drinks on the house.
Huh, this says they skipped a leap year. I'm sorry, I doubted you, honey. For any device, for your entire connected world, AlternativeFacts.com connects you to the answers you want. Designed by top professionals in the field, AlternativeFacts.com doesn't look like some scuzzy fake news site, because it isn't one. It's the same alternative fact generator engine used by top professionals, and now their secret is yours too. But don't take my word for it, even though I'm being paid to not lie to you. Try AlternativeFacts.com on a free 10-day trial. We're so sure you'll want to subscribe after those 10 days, we'll already sign you up. What have you got to lose? Except self-doubt. AlternativeFacts.com. Our truth will set you free.
I hope you're ready, because here we go. We're going to start right off by jumping right into the middle of the shite storm. So hold on to something, because here we go. One of the vital steps leading us to where we currently are was the fact that Barack Obama was an utterly corrupt, warmongering child killer who spent 8 years running our government for the benefit of the Wall Street war machine and dumping all over everyone else, thus meeting to pretty much universal disgust with the Democratic Party amongst everyone but some deluded bots sitting in front of their MSDNC box. And now I'll tell you what I really think. The years of the Obama administration saw the most massive, quote, redistribution of wealth from the bottom to the top in all human history. The Obama administration also fried vast swaths of the planet with hellfire. The Obama administration destroyed several previously thriving countries. They killed hundreds of thousands and they created millions of refugees, whilst simultaneously blowing thousands of children into little bits with remote-controlled flying robots. The Obama also proved more than willing to destroy the First Amendment in order to prosecute anyone who either publicly exposed the banksters or exposed government criminality as well, including even those who tried to follow the rules and work through official channels, as war crimes and mass-scale financial perfidy were literally defining our culture. The Obama was very busy prosecuting more whistleblowers than all the previous presidents in American history combined, even as the actual crimes that were being exposed were simply ignored and thus simply continued unabated. And as he was doing all that, Barack Obama also accumulated a multi-million dollar personal fortune. And as if that weren't already enough, Obama also vastly expanded the powers of the police state and of the presidency, just in time for Donald Trump to come along and assume those powers so that he can now vastly expand them even further. In 2007, when I first understood that Barack Obama was a serious candidate for president, I did what I always do, and I looked up who was giving him money. And when I saw that Barack Obama's top private contributor was Goldman Sachs, then that told me all I needed to know about Barack Obama. I tried to warn people at the time, but I got so much truly serious flack for doing so that I finally just shut up about it. Now, as you probably gathered, shutting up is not something that I generally do very much. I was still new in town at that time, and I did not want to offend too many people too quickly, for offending large numbers of people should probably be done only as part of a larger strategic plan. Figuring such things out is not magic. It is not genius. It is not guesswork. Figuring out such things is usually pretty easy, in fact, if you know the real facts. And if you can look at those facts in an unbiased manner, why, I bet you could do it too. Welcome. This is the Thunderbolt for March 6th, 2020. This is a brand new show this week, and the rest of this week's show features election coverage, though keep in mind that I recorded this last week before Pete Buttigieg dropped out of the race, so my coverage is already somewhat dated, but whatever. The overarching themes still apply, and I am still well pleased with this week's show, and I hope you will be as well. And so, the race is on! Here we go! Yes, kids, the political punditry are mounting their steeds and drawing their swords! It is time to embark upon our quadrennial circus to determine which of two lying corporate fascists that Goldman Sachs is going to install in the White House this time. Who will it be? The millionaire center of the roadest? Or will it be the elitist multimillionaire ex-Republican self-proclaimed capitalist who is pushing Medicare for all? Or possibly, the billionaire one percenter will be able to simply purchase the nomination. Yes, kids, this is a warning. The election has begun. Look out. You need to take appropriate measures. You need to gird your loins or put your flak jacket on. Or cover your ass, or stick your head in a hole in the ground, or whatever strategy you deploy in order to survive these excruciating ordeals. Our elections are simultaneously very important and almost completely irrelevant, and I will be covering them in a manner appropriate to that paradigm. You thus stand duly warned. So let us speak first of Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders used to spend an hour each week on Tom Hartman's national radio program taking live calls from random people on the phone as millions of people listened in. Now, I cannot imagine any other U.S. senator doing such a thing. Bernie Sanders has been almost 100% consistent for over 40 years now. And the only thing he has changed has been a few screwed up things he said and did, but was subsequently schooled on and then subsequently corrected many of his errors. Which is yet another thing I cannot imagine any other U.S. senator doing. Now, I'm not sure about Bernie's current support or lack of same for military spending, which his past record on that is quite alarming, actually. But I suspect he would eventually take on the military machine as well. Bernie Sanders is also something of a grumpy old man, which is another thing that I can actually relate to about him. I like Bernie Sanders, and that is yet another thing I cannot imagine saying about any other U.S. senator. My fondness for Bernie Sanders is, in fact, why I hope he does not become a serious threat to become the next president, as I'm pretty sure he would not survive that. And I am very curious as to who Bernie has in mind for vice president. Partly for that reason. In addition, even if elected, Bernie would face a united front of opposition on nearly every front that truly matters, including from the Republicans and the Democrats and the Israelis and the Goldman Sachs war machine and the Pentagon and the CIA and etc. and so forth and so on ad infinitum. The only way Bernie Sanders will make it to the White House, and the only way he will able to get anything of any kind whatsoever actually done, in the very small chance that he does actually get there, the only thing that can actually turn this thing into an actual thing is if Bernie Sanders has a mass movement of several million people who are willing and able to take to the streets in order to have his back. Ironically, that is largely what Donald Trump did and is still doing. The difference, of course, is that the rump is about as full of shite as it is possible to be, whilst Bernie Sanders is the real deal. If you are really going to put Bernie Sanders into such a position, please make sure you do not leave him hanging afterwards. Anyway, the cluster frig in Iowa demonstrated not only that the corporate Democrats are a bunch of lying fascists, judging from the results of the last election, most everyone seems to have already figured that out anyway. But Iowa also proved that they totally suck at it. All the facts aren't in on Iowa yet, which says something in and of itself. But the facts we do have is that there were major vagubliations due to some app that was developed by a bunch of the most corrupt Clinton insiders. This app was developed by a firm called, and I can't make this up, Shadow Incorporated. And it turns out that Shadow Inc.'s CEO is Gerard Niemira, N-I-E-M-I-R-A, who has previously boasted about creating digital tools for Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential bid. State financial records show that the Iowa Democratic Party paid out about $63,000 in November and December to Shadow Incorporated for mobile software allegedly to help party officials quickly tabulate results. Boy, that sure worked out. It turns out that Shadow Inc. is a subsidiary of another company called, and again, I could not make this up, Acronym. And Acronym's founder and CEO is named Tara McGowan. And Ms. McGowan previously served as press secretary to Senator Jack Reed, a thoroughly corrupt Democrat from Rhode Island. And she also served as a digital producer for Barack Obama's re-election campaign. And Acronym's chief operating officer is Kim Peiser, P-E-Y-S-E-R, a former Obama administration official. And the company's current training manager is Andrea Ramos, who is also the current digital organizing director for Elizabeth Warren's presidential campaign. And surprise, surprise, Shadow's clients also include Mayor Pete Buttigieg's presidential campaign. Gee, what a small world. Yes, kids, the race is on. Yes, we've rounded the first bin, and the contestants are bunched up in a crowd, vying to be the next a presidentess. So far, Bernie is in the lead, and that is in spite of the fact that while there is no proof yet, Occam's razor would indicate that the Democratic Party machine was trying to steal yet another election from Bernie Sanders. But their plan went off the rails due to incompetence, or not, since indeed Bernie was unable to declare unequivocal victory and take advantage of the boost, just as Joe Biden did not suffer as much as he should have due to his dismal results. I suspect that that was collateral damage, though, as I don't credit the Democrats with being competent enough to have planned all of that. I also heard a report on the radio about both John Podesta and Randy Mook being buried up to their necks in this scandal as well. But I have been unable to confirm or deny that yet. Whatever. And now those same corrupt Democrats, who were responsible for the whole fagoogliation in Iowa in the first place, they want to recount the results for us. Right. I'm afraid that does not instill a great deal of confidence. No, there's no funny stuff going on around here. Just keep moving along now. Yes, I've been suspicious of all those polls saying that Joe Biden was the top dog ever since they started coming out. And my suspicions seem to have gained even more credibility with the apparent results in Iowa. Like the rump, the Democrats were evidently hoping that if they just kept repeating Joe Biden, over and over again, that they could simply say him into being. And it is time to take a quick station break. The Thunderbolt will return in just a moment. The views expressed on this program are strictly those of the show's producers and do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station nor anyone associated with this radio station. And now, back to the Thunderbolt. All right, welcome back. We will continue our Thunderbolt election coverage in just a moment. But first, a related message.
Coming up next on the Terrence and Philip Thanksgiving special, Philip farts on Terrence and laughs.
Oh, cool.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Kind of bothers some people. If you're in a sleazy place like this and people start smoking, you know. It doesn't bother me in a nightclub because I'm used to it. If I'm in a restaurant, though, and I'm eating and someone says, "Hey, mind if I smoke?" I always say, "Oh no, do you mind if I fart?" It's one of my habits. Yeah, they got a special section for me on airplanes now. I quit once for a year, you know. But I gained a lot of weight. And, it's hard to quit. You know, after sex, I really have the urge to light one up, huh? See, I'm not a very tactful person.
And anybody who produces a radio program called the Thunderbolt is not likely to be a very tactful person either. You thus stand warned.
Gee, I hope I tuned into the correct dimension.
Oh.
And in fact, I am firmly of the view that life is much too important and much too sacred to ever be taken too seriously. So, as a result of my iconoclastic worldview when it comes to politics, I tend to conduct a lot of political commentary with my tongue firmly planted in my cheek. And so, in that spirit, it is time for everyone to silence their own voices and reverently sit at the feet of the Oracle of Olympia as he prognosticates upon the profundities of our political postures.
Oh.
On the fast lane of the street I'm driving, sometimes, somewhere, I'm arriving. Every day and every night.
The Olympia Oracle will speak upon our political presumptions.
On the fast lane of the street I'm driving. Sometimes, somewhere, I'm arriving. Every day and every night.
The Olympia Oracle will speak upon our political paradigms.
Oh.
Yes, kids. As far as the election race goes, I always vote, but mostly because a bunch of people died for my right to do so. When it comes to actually bringing about anything worth actually bringing about, though, I would place voting at or near the bottom of my list of effective tactics, especially on the federal level. That said, there are some things that voting can do, and it is happening whether or not it has any credibility or not. And so, here are the official Thunderbolt predictions for what is about to happen. Since Joe Biden already seems to be in the toilet, I predict that the corporate Dems are now going to go with Mayor Pete, since Mayor Pete has made perfectly clear that he is for sale to the highest bidder.
Slaying up the street I'm driving.
And unlike Bernie,
sometimes
Mayor Pete fully supports the brutal apartheid police state in Israel. Mayor Pete has a few problems, of course. In addition to the fact that he is so young and so inexperienced, and that he is so obviously a sold-out shill. For instance, the Democrats desperately need black voter turnout. But if you talk to blacks in South Bend, Indiana, which I can guarantee you, Faux News will do if Mr. Buttigieg gets the nod, then blacks in South Bend have so far proven perfectly willing to give readers or listeners an earful about their gentrifying ex-mayor and his racist policies. And if Mayor Pete fails to curtail Bernie, which seems likely, then I am predicting that the corporate Dems will then put their money on Mike Bloomberg. And then, if even Mr. Bloomberg's money machine fails to sway enough voters, which also seems likely since so many people are onto that game these days, then I am predicting that the Democratic Party machine will secretly start supporting Donald Trump.
For the sad fact is that the rump represents the interests of the war machine Democrats far more than Bernie Sanders does. And the Democratic Party machine knows that, even if most Democratic Party supporters do not know that. And just to be sure, they keep someone like Bernie Sanders away from their nomination, I have recently figured out that what they're probably trying to do now is to arrange a brokered convention, wherein no candidate goes into the convention with enough delegates to win, wherein the party elites can thus make their decisions in secret back rooms with lots of promises, if not actual cash, changing hands. I suspect that if Bernie goes into the convention with a serious lead and the war machine Democrats try to steal that nomination from him, then there will be much more serious hell to pay this time than there was last time. But the corporate Dems either don't understand that or don't care, or they figure that the price is worth their keeping their corrupt little stranglehold upon the party. But nonetheless, the Olympia Oracle now officially predicts this outcome.
Otherwise, though, unexpected things always unexpectedly happen, and no one ever expects those things to happen, and so further than this, I have absolutely no idea what the hell is going to happen next either. So whatever. And thus spake the Oracle of Olympia!
And now it is time to get to work.
All right. That's it for the news and commentary section this week. I guess there is some admirable irony in the fact that the Oracle of Olympia proved wrong within a week before the show even aired, since I did not foresee Buttigieg dropping out of the race. And while the polls in South Carolina had Biden winning there, I did not believe those polls. But evidently, they either got it right this time or there were some rigged voting tabulators operating, though I've never heard of such things happening in South Carolina, and I haven't heard of anyone finding anything in that area, so that's just speculation on my part. I'm just always suspicious of authorities, and besides the fact that those suspicions usually turn out to be well justified, that is also my job. So anyway, Olympia listeners, now get our local activist events calendar, whilst Seattle listeners now get some music. And for that music, I'm going to feature a local Olympia artist. Now that I think about it, I haven't seen her around for a long time. So she at least used to be a local Olympia artist. But anyway, these two songs are very different from each other, and I hope you enjoy both. This is Kimya Dawson.
Go!
Jason, a little bit well done.
All right! Mommy. Yeah.
There's a mare at the fair on the merry-go-round. I rode the mare up and down and around and around. There was a bear at the fair, and he had a lot of hair. And the bear rode the Ferris wheel with the mare, and they were friends forever. 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 There was a dog at the fair with the shaggy brown hair. He rode the merry-go-round with the mare and the bear. They were carnival princess was also there. And they were friends forever. 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 There was a cat at the fair with the jet with the princess dog, mare, and the bear. They were in a circle pit, and they didn't have a care, as they danced all around with their fists in the air. And they were friends forever, and they were friends forever, and they were friends forever, and they were friends forever.
Where A bunch of honest misfits could all gather and feel safe. He was a cynic, a supporter. He was crazy, he was queer. He'd either yell out, "Cut the bullshit," or he'd say, "I'm glad you're here." And it was always such an honor to have Ami on my side. That's why it hit me like a Mack truck when I found out that he died. Yeah, it hit me like a Mack truck when I found out that he died. Then enter Alex, 33 years old, and so sick with the cancer and trapped inside a body that betrayed his real gender. We all hoped and prayed that he would go into remission at least long enough, just long enough to complete his transition. He said, "Kimya, did you know 11teen's my favorite song?" I said, "Then get your ass on stage right now and you can sing along." That's the very first song I ever wrote all by myself. It's about angels and recovery and friends and hope and health. By the time we finished singing, he was pissed off, he was scared. He said, "I lost my home, my lover, my insurance, and my hair. And now I'm about to lose you to my new friend." I looked into those big blue eyes and said, "We'll meet again." Yeah, I looked into his sad blue eyes and said, "We'll meet again." Then I got the phone call from Alyssa, and she told me he was dying. By the time I got to his bedside, we were both already flying. We held hands and we sang songs, tried to be strong, floated around while I cursed the skin that he was in for all the ways it had let him down. Yeah, I cursed the skin that he was in for all the ways it had let him down. But at the same time, I was taking my own body for granted. First I lost sight of my feet, then they became unplanted. And I never felt so stupid or so selfish or so sad. Yeah, my body had been good to me and I treated it so bad. Yeah, my body had been good to me and I treated it so bad. Then he said, "Mama, I don't want my friends to watch me die." So I kissed his cheek, made him a shirt, and then I said goodbye. And they cremated him in the shirt that I drew of the two of us that said they're flying.
the measure of a pack, it's not a question of the whole. The individuals that bottleneck into the fold. On a Mars Black Sabbath, news from the Ministry of Make-Believe, the reach of tarmac in Minneapolis, middle seat. Yesterday the cells inside his chest were growing baby teeth. Today a raven radiated vacancy. Wait, 2 years ago, a friend of mine called me to redefine all enemy kind. I'm at the hospital at 24 and no one knew the future. I take it everybody knows the future. Antibodies hatching in a hell of back with no room to maneuver. Like disappearing pills into the masticated fuchsia. I asked you how you feeling, you told me like a robot. I gave you a Nintendo, you gave yourself a mohawk. They let us wheel you down beneath the leaning tower flowcharts. To be around your beats without a beeping sound of Bogart. Speak about whatever people speak about when nobody's acknowledging the obvious disease about the crowbar. In deep plain slow, comatose and baggage. From King of Hearts to Carrion for Jackals. And never got to sing us all his own swamp song right. Coincidentally, the rebel in me walked like thunder.
Walk like thunder.
That was Walk Like Thunder. And before that, we had The Bear and the Mare. And both of those tunes were from Olympia artist Kimya Dawson, who I personally think should be a nationally known artist rather than a struggling single mother living on the West Side. But whatever. I guess that's the way things go in America these days. And that's one of the problems with the way things are going in America these days, and that's one of the reasons I do this radio show. So anyway, I got another Kimya Dawson tune for the bonus six for KHUH listeners. Otherwise, I'm out of here. See you next week. The Thunderbolt is a production of Dancing Angel Media, which is solely responsible for the content. Neither the stations that air the Thunderbolt, their sponsors, their members, their underwriters, nor anyone else that has much to do with anything else in any way, is responsible for the content of the Thunderbolt. Nor do they necessarily agree with the views expressed on the Thunderbolt. If you have any comments, or if you wish to express an opposing opinion, you should send an email to dana98501@gmail.com. And we will make arrangements. And I hope that you have a day. And please note that the Thunderbolt is on Facebook, where you can find links to the show and to the show notes, or you can now go directly to the Thunderbolt WordPress site, which is at dana98501.wordpress.com.
Thank you very much.